Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yeah, I just got a thing from you guys about capital.
Okay, give me one moment here. Sorry. Alrighty. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, it is. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2311.
Okay.
3401-0021-6690.
Alrighty, give me a moment here. Alrighty, is this Dr. Robert Nichols with Minerva Chiropractic?
Right.
Center? Okay, perfect. Give me a second here. Alrighty, is this a mobile phone you're calling off of? Is this the office phone?
No, it's my office phone.
Office phone, okay. Alrighty. I have a number down here, 338-687-539. Is that an old number? Or?
Yeah, it's an old number.
Okay, no problem. Alrighty. Let me just confirm some information real quick, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have a billing address down as 15245 Lincoln Street, Southeast, Minerva, Ohio, 44657.
Right.
Okay. And business classification, are you guys incorporated, LLC, sole prop?
Incorporated.
Okay. S-Corp or C-Corp?
C-Corp.
C-Corp. Okay. And how long have you been in business there?
22 years.
Okay. 22 years. That's quite some time. And do you prefer Bob, Robert, Dr. Nichols? What's...
Rob is fine.
Rob is fine. Okay, perfect, Rob. Yeah, if you can tell me what your needs are there, equipment or capital, we can point you in the right direction here and find out what you're going to qualify for.
Well, I need about $110,000.
Okay.
For capital.
$110,000. Okay, and you mentioned some equipment there. What equipment are you bringing on there for the business?
Bunch of rehab equipment.
Okay. What's going to be the price tag on just the equipment side of things?
The equipment's going to be probably about $40,000.
Okay, about $40,000 in equipment. Are you just replacing some old equipment, or are you doing some expanding?
Yeah. Yeah,
replacing old equipment. Okay. So you're looking for about $70,000 in capital then as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what's the use of the proceeds there for the capital?
Marketing.
Marketing. Okay.
Yeah.
And let me see here. What did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
About $250,000.
$250,000. Okay. And are you 100% owner there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. And how's the personal credit there? Good, bad, average?
680.
680. So right around national average. Say average. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. So just to give you some feedback on what you're looking for there. I think that on the equipment side, let me ask you this first. Any current loans with the business?
No.
No current loans. Okay. So just to give you some feedback on what you're looking for, so we have two different programs. So we have our equipment finance program, and then we have our capital program. You know, based on your feedback there, as far as the $40,000 in equipment, your credit, the time in business, the kind of the what we look at here as far as when issuing an approval, I think the $40,000 in equipment is feasible for us to do. As far as the capital goes there, I think we'd be able to free up more like somewhere in the range of probably $25,000 to $40,000 for the business. So I'm not sure if we could quite hit that $70,000 mark, but I think we'd be right around $25,000 to $40,000.
All right.
Is that something that would help you with the marketing there?
Yeah, if I could get around 40.
Okay. Okay.
What are the payments on that?
I'm sorry. The payments on that?
Yeah.
So we have a fixed cost. It's usually anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar fixed cost to 30 cents on the dollar. So we have terms anywhere from 1 year to 3 years on the capital side. And that pricing I'm giving you is kind of just ballpark figures for the capital. You could be paying back $4,000 in interest. Worst case scenario, you could be paying back $12,000 on the $40,000. And that's just kind of ballpark. You've been around a long time, so I think you'd fall in one of our better programs. You know, you've been around 22 years. We know you're not going anywhere. And then on the equipment side of things, our rates start around 4.5%, and they go up from there. But mainly with equipment, we're most concerned with mostly time and business and credit. It's the equipment finance side of things is a more credit-driven program. So two separate programs. It starts at about 4.5%, goes up from there, really depending on what the credit analysis come back to me with. So, I'd like to do is we work pretty quickly here. What's the timeline like on this? How soon are you looking to bring on this equipment and capital there for the marketing?
As soon as I can.
Okay. And are you looking at all these pieces of equipment? Is it all new equipment? Are you bringing on some used equipment?
Yeah, all new equipment. Yeah.
All new equipment. Okay. How many different pieces is it?
Oh my gosh, that's
just ballpark. Just a lot of stuff. Okay, that's not an issue. We can work with that. Is this all coming from one vendor or multiple vendors?
No, different vendors.
Different vendors. Okay.
The problem is the problem I'm going to run into is I'm in Chapter 13. It hasn't been discharged yet. I've been making payments for 2 years.
Okay. Okay. So that bankruptcy hasn't been discharged. Okay.
It's not paid off yet. It's a 5-year plan.
Oh, it's a 5-year plan. How much longer do you have before it gets discharged?
3 more years.
3 more years. Okay. Yeah, I'm not with that being said, I think
it's
that
be hard to do that, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder to do that. What I can do here is I can send you off some information. And then we can always see what we can do, there's no harm in giving it a shot, but that, without it being discharged, that's going to create a lot of hiccups here.
Yeah, that's all right. It's no big deal. All right. Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.